Tomorrow marks an anniversary for Yemen, and it's not one to celebrate, but certainly worth noting. 1 year since the start of the Saudi bombing campaign there. Yemen's civil war started long before that, but the last 12 months of airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition has focused a lot of international attention on civilian casualties in the country, more than 3,000 in the past year. Sarah Lee Whitson was recently in Yemen. She's with Human Rights Watch and has been part of the team tracking possible war crimes in Yemen's war. What do you tell people, Sarah, who've never heard of Yemen, much less about its war or the bombing campaign?
Well, I would urge them to pay very close attention to this war in Yemen because it very directly implicates the United States. Not only is the United States the main provider of weapons to Saudi Arabia, which is leading the war against Yemen, but it's actually providing targeting assistance, refueling, and other support to the Saudi forces sitting in Riyadh Central Command, directing the Saudi war effort.
So the anniversary of the start of the bombing campaign is tomorrow. This week, the Saudis agreed to a ceasefire and peace talks next month. Why is this happening now?
Well, I think they certainly see it in their interest to avoid the ongoing bad press about their disastrous campaign in Yemen and groups like ours that continue to expose the indiscriminate bombs which they've rained down in Yemen.
Given the U.S. involvement here, has the U.S. been putting any pressure on Saudi Arabia to come to some kind of ceasefire or some kind of slowdown of the bombing campaign?
Well, I think that would be a question better directed to the U.S. government. I know that they have told us that they have urged Saudi Arabia to be more careful in their airstrikes. And certainly some public statements of the U.S. government suggest that they believe that a negotiated solution is the only viable outcome. But Saudi Arabia has oftentimes said that, too. What I think is something we can see very clearly, without speculation, is that the actual bombardment campaign that Saudi Arabia has been carrying out with U.S.-made weapons, with U.S. support, has been calamitous for the Yemeni people and has very obviously and clearly violated basic precepts of the laws of war.
Now, Yemenis we've spoken with have noticed a pattern. Each announcement of a ceasefire follows close on the heels of an airstrike when there is a serious civilian death toll, the implication being that when there is public anger over the civilian death toll, a ceasefire is announced to distract from the criticism. Do you think that theory holds water?
There's certainly a correlation, such as immediately following the most recent strike on a market in Madaba that killed 106 civilians, in which the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, very strongly condemned. Immediately following that, there was a ceasefire announcement and the notion that there would be peace talks. Mind you, the airstrikes have continued each time a ceasefire has been promised or announced. So it's not clear at all that there's any commitment to an actual ceasefire.
Sarah Lee Whitson, the Middle East and North Africa Director for Human Rights Watch, speaking with me from Istanbul. Thank you very much for your time, Sarah.
You're very welcome.